We're joined on the line this morning by Senator Sherrod Brown. Sherrod, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
I'm ready. Good. What's the longest you ever had to wait before you were declared the winner of an election?
Never had to wait long because nor the time I lost did I have to wait long. In fact, the time I lost, I was Secretary of State, and we were the ones collecting the reports from the counties. The Secretary of State doesn't actually count votes. They are the repository for all the reports from each of the 88 county boards of elections, and Ohio's always done it right. We did it quickly, and I knew very early in the evening when I lost a county that I thought I was going to win. I didn't tell anybody, so I just went on with my job of doing my job that night, and I didn't tell my daughters, who were very little. I didn't tell my staff, because when I saw that county, I just knew that I wasn't going to win. But so, no, Ohio does it right. We're done by 10 or 11 o'clock most nights, unless it's razor thin, and then we take a while.
We've heard this week about how different states do things differently. Should there be a uniform system, or is it okay to have states, you know, do their own thing?
Well, I don't think we're going to change in Ohio, so it really doesn't matter what you think or I think in this, because I don't think that the country wants that kind of dramatic change, even though I think it could work. The problem is, you know, in these absentee votes, this year is not surprising because so many people wanted to vote early because of the pandemic and because a lot of people just like voting early and getting it done with and not worrying about what happens. And then second, too many states have laws that you can't even open the ballots, the outside envelope of the mail-in ballots, to check the signatures to make sure they're legitimate. You can't even do that until Election Day. Ohio does that when they're received. So on election night, Ohio has all the ballots ready to stick into the counter. And so the first votes that come out are the early votes. And then boards will let people at the precincts start bringing in their ballots from the election day voting from around Lorain or Elyria or Avon Lake or wherever. And then the votes get tabulated. So states that don't open the ballots until election day or election night are going to take, two or three days often to do it. That's why the wait. And the president's whining, which it really is, about stop the vote or this is fraud. I mean, the president's known for some time he might lose or that he would lose. And I think he's just decided that he was going to call this whole system rigged and question mail-in voting. And we know from decades of doing it that mail-in absentee voting is safe and efficient and what many people choose to do.
It is just fascinating in a process to realize that how many people voted this year. We know we try to have everybody who could possibly vote register and to vote. So there is sort of something impressive about that, I would think.
Yeah, it was a success this year. I mean, regardless of if you were a Trump voter or a Biden voter or voted a third party, and your feelings after the, I mean, I'm glad that Biden won. I'm disappointed we didn't win more Senate seats. So election night's always full of usually both for many people, disappointment and excitement or satisfaction or something. But just that you have to take satisfaction that so many people voted. I mean, Joe Biden got more votes than anybody's ever gotten in a presidential election. It's possible Trump got the second. I don't know this for sure, but Trump got the second most that anybody's ever gotten. But Biden's won the popular vote. He's going to win the popular vote by 5 or 6 million in the end once all the votes are counted. And it just seems to me, you asked earlier, should we change our process? It seems to me we should just have the popular vote winner win. I mean, how do you say we're a democracy when the popular, you know, twice in the last 15 years, not this year, but the popular vote winner didn't win the Electoral College? Why should a voter in Ohio or Michigan matter more than a voter in Indiana or Massachusetts or Utah? I mean, it doesn't really make sense, but it's a holdover from the days when the Constitution was written and the big plantation owners, the slave owners in the South, that was the deal to get them to sign the Constitution, was to give them more power. And that's what we did back then, and we've really paid for it, because it ought to, real democratic with small d process should be the person who gets the most votes wins. We do that in every other election, Senate, House, County Commissioner, Clerk of Courts in Elyria. I mean, every place we ought to do it that way.
We're talking this morning with Senator Sherrod Brown. What are some of the things you've been working on or still focusing on as all this other stuff is taking place as far as the change in possible leadership in our country, though? So what you
got? Well, we need to do a coronavirus package that helps unemployed workers, that helps small business, that helps reopen our schools safely, that helps local communities and local school districts. And Senator McConnell has refused, and I'm hopeful now that the election's over. His response, I mean, Senator McConnell really thought of the world that he worked for Donald Trump. Now that Trump's not going to be president anymore, I hope McConnell will cooperate and sit down and negotiate with all of us so we can get a coronavirus package similar to the first time we did it, when it really did make a difference. One study said that the unemployment benefit and the help we did to local government kept 12 million people out of poverty in April and May and June and July. Most of that's gone away. Every day more people are falling into poverty, and we have a responsibility as a government to deal with that.
You also had something that you recently were in a conference with My Brother's Keeper. This is, I guess, in Cincinnati, some of the partnerships you have down there. Talk about that type of a program and how that affects young men.
Yeah, President Obama came to me late in his presidency, maybe 2015, and he was starting this initiative, My Brother's Keeper, to have men of color, African Americans, more likely in Ohio, Latino men, and more likely in Texas, Native American men, more likely in North Dakota, but to be mentors, to put a program together where they could mentor, older African American, older meaning adult African American men, could mentor young black men and set up this whole. So we started about almost no taxpayer dollars here. Set up these initiatives around Ohio. We have more in Ohio than any state in the country, except for California, I believe. And they really work. Well, somebody out of Ohio State is coordinating at the Kerwin Institute, an impressive young man named Kyle Strickland. And we are, it's making a difference in the lives of a lot of young people that may not have had a mentor in their personal home lives, but now have somebody in the community that's mentoring them. And there are fewer things more important than that, giving those kids an opportunity and a voice they might not have had otherwise.
Yeah, someone to set an example or to show them a different path or just an opportunity, inspiration.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And to meet the challenges, kid. We all get in trouble and do something stupid as young people. If you grew up with some privilege, as I did in Mansfield, if I did something stupid, I usually could find a way because my parents just kind of knew how to not get in too much trouble for something. And young kids young poor white kids and poor black kids, especially poor black kids, don't have that option sometime. And they make a mistake and they pay more for it. And we've got to give every kid more opportunity than they have.
Sounds good. Well, you appreciate your time, Sherrod. Thank you for sharing some of your morning with us today.
Of course.